Over 280 amateur radio operators volunteered during the 129th running of the Boston Marathon on April 21st, 2025. Operators were working at virtually every location connected with the race, including the starting line, the entire course, the finish line, transportation, and various operation centers, including the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, the State EOC Unified Command Center, and the BAA Race Operations Center in Boston. Combined, they performed communication duties that included logistics support as a primary function and backup support for medical and other public safety requests for the race as needed. This is one of the largest public service events in amateur radio that supports in the United States, and planning started over 6 months in advance, said Rob Macedo, KD1CY, of the Boston Athletic Association's Communications Committee. Applicants for the summer 2025 sessions of the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology must apply by April 30th to be considered. The application process is straightforward. Interested educators can find the web form at www.arrl.org/TI. ARRL covers all of the costs of the TI, including travel, but there is a $100 application fee if the teacher is accepted. The Teachers Institutes are a productive week for those who attend. The program is designed to not just introduce amateur radio to classrooms, but more importantly, to enable teachers to build content around wireless technology of all kinds into their lessons. Part of ARRL's mission is to inspire the next generation of radio amateurs, but through this program, the ripple effects spread into all things radio engineering. ARR Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, said teachers leave fired up about radio. To see the excitement these educators have after a TI is very rewarding. We see success that enthusiasm ripples out across the communities, and we want to reach more teachers than ever before, said Goodgame. ARRL has expanded the program for 2025, doing sessions around the country. The Teachers Institute is funded entirely by donations to the ARRL Technology and Education Fund. Over the winter, ham radio YouTubers and donors raised $41,000 for the program in a telethon. Rely on the community to support this program, and donors have seen the success and wanted to be a part of it. They have enabled the growth and expansion of TI, and now we hope to get more applicants who want to come participate in this amazing professional development opportunity, said Goodgame.